from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has issued two new memos outlining the implementation of President Donald Trump's executive orders to stop illegal immigration at the border and deport undocumented immigrants. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said Tuesday the memos expand the priority list for those who face immediate removal and enforce existing U.S. law.
This is consistent with everything the president has talked about, which is prioritizing the people who are here who represent a threat to public safety or have a criminal record. And all this does is lay out the exact procedures to make sure that that subgroup of people who pose a threat to our nation because of a conviction or a violation of public safety or have a criminal record are adjudicated first and foremost. That's it, plain and simple.
Spicer again said criminals are the top priority.
The message from this White House and from the DHS is that those people who are in this country and pose a threat to our public safety or have committed a crime will be the first to go, and we will be aggressively making sure that that occurs. That is what the priority is.
The memos don't include tens of thousands of undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. at a young age and protected under a program established by former President Barack Obama. They're not related to the legal battle surrounding the president's executive orders that temporarily ban people from seven countries. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir, facing famine in his country, Tuesday pledged aid workers will have access to all parts despite continued fighting.
The government will ensure that all humanitarian and development organizations have unimpeded access to the needy populations across the country.
Fighting broke out in South Sudan in December 2013 and left up to 100,000 people facing starvation, particularly in Unity State. This is VOA News. The next round of talks on Syria's political future opened Thursday in Geneva. A deputy to the UN Syria envoy, Michael Contet, said the basis of the talks will be Security Council Resolution 2254 and three issues.
Number one, the establishment of a credible, inclusive, and non-sectarian governance. Number two, a schedule and a process for drafting a new constitution. And number three, free and fair elections pursuant to this new constitution to be administered under U.N. supervision.
On the ground, U.S.-backed rebel forces crossed into Deir al-Zor province for the first time at a drive against Islamic State militants. It's part of a strategy to finally wrest control of Raqqa from IS control. The U.N. Tuesday said the trial of the son of former Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi has fallen short of international standards and should be reviewed. It also said Saif al-Islam Gaddafi should face new charges of crimes against humanity before the International Criminal Court. The younger Gaddafi was sentenced to death in absentia by a Tripoli court in 2015. He's been held by a Libyan militia group in the mountainous western region, a town of Zintan. An Israeli soldier has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for killing a wounded Palestinian attacker who lay helpless on the ground. The killing took place last March after two Palestinians stabbed another Israeli soldier in the occupied West Bank city of Hebron. The uncle of the slain Palestinian, Abd al-Fattah al-Sharif, said even the soldier's superior officers were not brought to justice. He denounced what he called the light sentence. A three-judge military panel convicted the soldier, Sergeant Ilor Azaria, of manslaughter last month, a crime that normally carries a maximum sentence of 20 years. The world's oldest ruler, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe, turned 93 Tuesday. In an interview, he said he plans to stay in office.
The majority of the people feel that there is no replacement, actually, no successor who, to them, is acceptable.
Mr. Mugabe, who has ruled the country since 1980, said the call to step down must come from his ruling ZANU-PF party. Malaysian investigators want to question a North Korean diplomat over the mysterious death of Kim Jong-nam, half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Kim died of an apparent poisoning while at Kuala Lumpur Airport last week. South Korea says the attack was carried out by North Korean agents who poisoned him. Former Hong Kong chief executive Donald Tsang has been jailed for 20 months for misconduct. He was charged with concealing private rental negotiations with a property tycoon while approving a broadcast license for a radio company the executive had a major stake in. Tsang could face a new charge of bribery as well. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.